Hare Krishna. Happy to be back with you. And just 2 days ago, we had Ram Navami, and fortunately, today's verse speaks about Lord, especially the purport, about Lord Ramachandra. Because in the text, we have a description of a perfect king, or a perfect ruler, King Gaya. And Ramachandra is famous as a perfect ruler. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 15, The Descendants of King Priyavrata, Text 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay, so now, you know, Bhagavatam is Krishna's body. And the first two cantos are Krishna's lotus feet. Some say that the first canto are his soul's bottoms of his feet, lotus feet, and the second canto are 10 fingers, because 10 chapters are there. And first canto, 19 chapters, 19 symbols you can count there. Yes. Krishna's lotus feet. And the third and fourth are his knees or thighs, and the fifth is his belly. Fifth is his belly. Because it's the belly, so you can see it has a lot of prose texts. Not the poetry texts, but prose texts. They're called gadya in Sanskrit. Gadya means chanted or sung. So it's not poetry verses. So therefore, I'll just read the verse. Maybe we can read the word for word. Together.
Savai svadharmena prajapalana poshana prina no palalana nusasana lakshanene jadina chabhagavati mahapurushe paravare brahmani sarvatmanarpita paramartha lakshanena brahma vicharana nusevaya padita bhagavad bhakti yogena Sabikshnasa paribhavitati suddhamatir uparatanatmya atmanisvayam upalabhyamana brahmatmanubhavo finirabhimana evavanim ajugupat.
Did we have Krishna Kshetra Prabhu yesterday in the morning? Uh-huh. Did he read word for word? Okay.
Sa.
That King Gaya.
Vai.
Indeed.
Svadharmena.
By his own duty.
Prajapalana.
Of protecting the subjects.
Poshana,
of maintaining them.
Prinana,
of making them happy in all respects.
Upalalana,
of treating them as sons.
Anushasana,
of sometimes chastising them for their mistakes.
Lakshanena,
by the symptoms of a king.
Ijya adina,
by performing the ritualistic ceremonies, as recommended in the Vedas.
Cha,
also,
Bhagavati,
under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu.
Mahapurushe,
the chief of all living entities. Para avare, the source of all living entities. From the highest, Lord Brahma, to the lowest, like the insignificant ants. Brahmani, unto Parabrahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva, Sarva Atmana, in all respects. Arpita, of being surrendered. Parama Artha Lakshanena, with spiritual symptoms. Brahmavit, of self-realized saintly devotees. Charana Anusevaya, by the service of the lotus feet. Apadita, achieved. Bhagavad Bhakti Yogena, by the practice of devotional service to the Lord. Cha, also. Abhikshnasha, continuously. Paribhavita, saturated. Atishuddhamati, whose completely pure consciousness, full realization that the body and mind are separate from the soul. Uparata anatmye, wherein the identification with material things was stopped. Atmani, in his own self. Svayam, personally. Upalabhyamana, being realized. Brahma Atma Anubhava, perception of his own position as the Supreme Spirit. Api, although. Nirabhimana, without false prestige. Eva, in this way. Avanim, the whole world. Ajugupat, ruled strictly according to the Vedic principles.
Yes, we've made it. Okay.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. King Gaya gave full protection and security to the citizens so that their personal property would not be disturbed by undesirable elements. He also saw that there was sufficient food to feed all the citizens. This is called poshana. He would sometimes distribute gifts to the citizens to satisfy them. This is called prinana. He would sometimes call meetings and satisfies the citizens with sweet words. This is called upalalana. He would also give them good instructions on how to become first-class citizens. This is called anushasana. Such were the characteristics of King Gaya's royal order. Besides all this, King Gaya was a householder who strictly observed the rules and regulations of household life. He performed sacrifices and was an unalloyed pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was called Mahapurusha because as a king he gave the citizens all facilities and as a householder he executed all his duties so that at the end he became a strict devotee of the Supreme Lord. As a devotee, he was always ready to give respect to other devotees and to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. This is the Bhakti Yoga process. Due to all these transcendental activities, King Gaya was always free from the bodily conception. He, good we read the word for word, because in the word for word it says he did not identify himself either as the gross body or the mind. So free from bodily conception includes both the gross and subtle. He was full in Brahman realization. And consequently, he was always, who will guess? Yes, yes. jubilant, very joyful. I think this is the word we complain that we need to go to the university and ask them that we need this word introduced into or created in Slovenian, right? Jubilant means very joyful. Yeah, so. He did not experience material lamentation. Although he was perfect in all respects, he was not proud, nor was he anxious to rule the kingdom. Such an amazing personality. Perfect. As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, when he descends on earth, he has two types of business: to give protection to the faithful and annihilate the demons. Paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya cha duskritam. Since the king is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is sometimes called Naradeva. And the Brahmanas are called sometimes Bhudeva, the gods of earth. So don't relax yet. Naradeva. Naradeva, that is the Lord as a human being. According to the Vedic injunctions, he is worshipped as God on the material platform. He's worshipped as God on the material platform. As a representative of the Supreme Lord, the king had the duty to protect the citizens in a perfect way so that they would not be anxious for food and protection, and so that they would be jubilant. Yeah? So everybody's supposed to be jubilant. Krishna, jubilant, yes. The king would supply everything for their benefit. And because of this, he would levy taxes. If the king or government otherwise levies taxes on the citizens, he becomes responsible for the sinful activities of the citizens. In Kali Yuga, monarchy is abolished because the kings themselves are subjected to the influence of Kali Yuga. It is understood from the Ramayana that when Bibhishan became friends with Lord Ramachandra, he promised that if, by chance or will, he broke the laws of friendship with Lord Ramachandra, he would become, and now comes a terrible curse for himself, yes? That if I, by chance or will, break the friendship with Lord Ramachandra, let me become a king, a brahmana, or a king in Kali Yuga. In this age, as Vibhishan indicated, both brahmanas and kings are in a wretched condition. Actually, there are no kings or brahmanas in this age, and due to their absence, the whole world is in a chaotic condition and is always in distress. Compared to present standards, Maharaj Gaya was a true representative of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, he was known as Mahapurusha. Om Agnate Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Agandamana Lakaram Vyapta Yena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvyaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaham Yasya prasadat agyopi sadhyak sarvagyatam rajat sa Sri Chaitanya Devame Bhagavan samprasidatu. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By his grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Chaitanya Charitamrita. And another one from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vaigunya kita kalita paishunya vrana pidita danyarana veni magnoham chaitanya vaidyamasraye. I am full of, I'm filled with the germs of bad, of defects. And I am suffering from the ulcer from the boils, the whole body is my whole person is covered by boils of criticism and envy. Therefore, immersing myself in the ocean of humility, I take shelter of Dr. Chaitanya. Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashraya. I take shelter of Dr. Chaitanya. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Yeah. So what to do? So are we the Brahmanas or are we not the Brahmanas? Yeah. After reading this purport, it sounds like a dangerous proposition to say we are the Brahmanas, because you see, it's the curse to be a Brahmana in the Kali Yuga. or a king, because of the influence of Kali. You can see, for example, that in I mean, who are the Brahmanas and the kings in this age of Kali? So some priests. So you can see in many cases people were so disappointed by seeing the behavior of the priests, that in, for example, in Europe you have the Reformation, Counter-Reformation, Protestantism, which actually stemmed from seeing the profligacy, you know this word, meaning depravity, profligacy, sinfulness, sinful, undisciplined behavior of the priests. That's why first we had Protestantism everywhere. And you can see, like, what was a big sin of Protestants. Well, the big sin of Protestants was initially that they translated the Bible into the local languages. Oh, terrible, terrible. How can you allow it? No, no, no. That it should never be given to simple people. And Hare Krishna. So then in the Russian Revolution, basically you can see that in Russian Revolution, exactly 100 years ago, 100 years ago, of course 100 years ago it was first the Democratic Revolution, and then it was the communist coup d'etat. But you can see that after that, for 25 years, church was abolished in Russia. There was no church completely, 100% finished. And Protestantism was also forbidden, of course, with everything else, until 1989, I think, 89, until the perestroika, until the change of the rule. But church was forbidden until they were losing in war, you know, 42 or 43. They were losing in war, so then Stalin made it as a department of his KGB, as it was later called. So it shows, yes, of course, the nature of the communists, but also it shows that people were angry. People were angry with the priests, with their behavior. And they are still now, till today, angry. So this is the nature of the... And we know, okay, this is... You can say, oh, you are pointing fingers at others. But you can see our Sampradaya. You can see our Sampradaya. Bhaktisiddhanta ji had to do so much to restore the purity. Yes, he had to... and by the way, yes... It may sound like I am criticizing the Orthodox Church. My grandfather was an Orthodox Christian priest, so I'm. How do I say? And he was a very honest person. When the KGB offered to enroll, they came. They told him, he was telling that the KGB told him to inform, called him and told him, what do you allow yourself? How do you behave? You are so disrespectful with our mentors from from the government. He still refused, but it was already more relaxed, so they didn't punish him. But also, it was already... Can you hear me? Yeah. I mean, I can speak like this also all the time, but to me it seems somewhat a little bit, you know, like self-obsessed, you know, if I speak like this all the time. I feel a little uncomfortable. I don't know. You tell me. Do you
want me to speak like this all the time?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Although I know Burijan Prabhu always goes away from the mic and we are struggling to hear. What is he saying? So you tell me what you want. So we're not just pointing fingers at others. We know that even in our pure, beautiful, correct sampradaya, the best sampradaya there is, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, right, from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for 500 years we were in trouble. I mean, some of these lines are still existent today, and they're still criticizing Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Ji vehemently, very angrily, or not even that, very, you can see that they cannot not criticize it. You can see that it's a compulsion. You know compulsion? How do you say addiction? Compulsion, how do you say compulsion? Priscila, obsessia, yeah. Oh, Priscila, yeah. So Priscilini, they cannot not ne moraju ne kritizirati. So Bhaktisiddhantaji had to stop it. He said, "Hey, you don't have monopoly on, you know, you're not diksha factories who can just eat fish and engage in promiscuous sex and just collect money on the plea that you were born in a Goswami family. It's not the definition of a Goswami, and it's not the definition of a Brahmana or a Vaishnava. You know, that you were simply born in a good family. Okay, the family may be good. There's no question about it. That's wonderful. But how about the behavior? How about just following the principles? How about just, you know, not eating fish? Come on." So they tried to kill him. And I was wondering why they were so angry. And also I was wondering why some of the modern groups are so angry about Bhaktisiddhantaji. Bhaktivinoda, okay. But Bhaktisiddhantaji, oh no, they cannot take it. They cannot swallow the fact. So even in our sampradaya, it's not just somewhere, it's also in our sampradaya. It can happen. So that's why Shupanishad warns us in a shocking way, andham tama pravishanti ye sambhutim upasate tato bhuya ivate tamo yau sambhutyam radaha. Dark are the places where those who worship temporary relative objects go. But even darker are the places where the worshippers of Absolute go. Hare Krishna. If one is not following the process as it is prescribed, meaning, so then the solution is given, you know, is given there. Sambhutim cha vinasham cha, yastad vedo bhayam saha, vinashanam mrityum tirtva sambhutya amritam ashnute. You have to have a proper balance, and you have to know both the absolute and the relative, and then by taking proper care of the relative, that means also, as some commentaries say, working, I mean, just following the principles, just working on our anarthas. So that's the relative, and we conquer death or destruction or degradation, vinasha, and by the positive worship of the Absolute, we get the nectar of connection with the Absolute. And thus, we reach the best. Thus, we reach perfection. So, proper Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Ki Jai. Proper balance is needed. So, therefore Prabhupada says here that the world doesn't have the proper kings, and the being a king is abolished altogether in this age. Because you can see that even sometimes some nice revolution happens somewhere protesting against something really bad. But then the result is that the revolutionary becomes the ruler, and then you cannot remove him sometimes for 50 years or 60 years. Yeah? He never goes away, and then he becomes the next dragon, as they say. Yeah? The biggest challenge in killing the dragon is not to become a dragon yourself afterwards, as they say. So it's abolished monarchy, and the brahmanas. So you can see that Srila Prabhupada has very clear guidelines: that chanting, study of the Bhagavatam, and the principles of pure behavior, which simply protect a person from degradation. This was actually one of the first stories I heard from Ramayana as I joined. Actually, it was just within a few weeks after I joined in the ashram. And it was told to me by my temple president, a very nice devotee, who still gets in touch with me from time to time. Now, what's 27 years later, and asking, are you okay? Do you need any help? Do you need money, maybe? Or something? Yeah. he remembers all his people, and he still, if he can contact, he contacts. And even though he himself, he was Hare Krishna's disciple, so he's gotten into spiritual difficulties, he's not fixed so much in spiritual practice himself. But he's feeling responsible. So he told me this story about Lord Ram and his rule. You can read here that he made sure that his whole kingdom fills how? He made sure that the whole jubilant. Yes, thank you. Jubilant. Exactly. Can we find some translation for this word, jubilant? I remember last time we were looking, we decided that the translation is not strong enough. If you remember, yeah. Because it's not just joyful; it's jubilant means you are celebrating very. Okay, Google Translate offers me Razdragan. Is it something good? Razdragan. Is it a good? What does it mean? Huh? Too weak. Oh, too weak in. Yes. Yeah, I don't know. What's there? So he made sure that his whole kingdom feels very happy. And he was every day having court. He was having court every day. They call in India they call it darbar. So some meeting hours when everybody could come and complain and discuss. And but nobody came and nobody complained. Everybody was happy. So then he said, okay, you go and find somebody unhappy. They went and they could not. So then he said, okay, you go and see who looks not jubilant. Look for somebody who, find somebody who doesn't look very, very happy. So they went and they couldn't find. Everybody looked very happy. So he said, okay, you check also the animals, all right? It's also what Prabhupada always complains about, that how does humanity allow 70 billion animals killed every year? It's incredible, and such cruelty to animals. Such rivers and oceans of blood still flowing. Of course, hopefully things will be changing I hope we see that in all the richer or more developed countries, we see that 10% are vegetarian by statistics, and 20% young people are vegetarian. So it's a very positive dynamics, so very positive direction. So already very good hope for the world. So Lord Ramachandra sent to find even an animal, if they can find an animal who doesn't look completely happy. As you can imagine, you know, checking, looking at the birds. Are you looking happy? Looking at the... Looking at the dogs. Okay, dogs. Okay, cats. I don't know. So they found one dog. There was one dog who didn't look very happy. So they said, okay, let's go to king's court. And the dog replied. He said, sorry, I know the rules. You don't go as a dog. You don't enter such a place. So they said, no, Lord Ram sends a special exception. So by the special exception, he's looking for somebody who is not very happy, and so you are requested to enter by him. Okay, so the dog comes. And then Lord Ramachandra says, so we sent out the spies, and again, it's so funny, yeah, we sent out the spies to find somebody who is not very happy, and they found you. So tell me, what happened? What's missing in your life that you're not completely happy, very happy? So the dog said, well, nothing's missing, but one evening I was just lying peacefully on the side of the road, not in the middle of the road, on the side of the road, didn't touch anybody, didn't do anything, and there was this Brahmana going from the temple, and he just kicked me without any reason. I didn't look at him, I didn't bark at him, I didn't touch him, and he kicked me. So I'm a little dissatisfied with that. So that's why I was not looking quite happy. So he said, okay, go find that Brahmana. Okay, the spies went out, they found the Brahmana. They bring back the Brahmana, and so they asked the Brahmana, why, what, okay, yes, that was him. All right. So then Lord Ramachandra says, okay, dear dog, what punishment? So I have something in mind, what I can do, but let's give the choice to you. Which punishment will you give to this dog? And, sorry, to this Brahmana, the dog. Dear dog, which punishment do you want to give to this Brahmana? And the dog says, yeah, okay. You see that big monastery there, our biggest monastery? So you make him the chief of that monastery, the mahant of that monastery. And Lord Ramachandra said, okay, good, done. And everybody's looking, you know, why? That is a punishment? But that sounds like a reward, you know, making him the biggest, the chief of the biggest monastery. So then Lord Ramachandra smiles and tells to the dog, you see, people are confused. Can you please explain why did you choose such a punishment? And the dog said, well, you see, my last life, I was the chief of that monastery. And I was kind, I was honest, and I never stole anything. And see what happens to me. I'm not even sure what I'm punished for. And this person, he cannot control himself from kicking other people, or animals. So you can imagine what will happen to him. So that was the terrible story told to me by my temple president. He said, you see, that's the danger of being a president. So, but that refers to every responsible position. Every responsible position. Mother to children, husband to the wife, and et cetera, et cetera. So every responsible position gives us the responsibility to build relationships in the best possible way, so that everybody is... So you can see several principles are given here. You can even see the principles. So you have poshana. Poshana is sufficient maintenance, so food and everything else. And then prinana. Prinana, this is exceptional. Prinana means to make people happy. So prinana means, Prabhupada says, distributing gifts. So to do something extra, above the necessary, above the minimum. Then upalalana. Upalalana means to say sweet words. So some meetings with sweet words. And then anushasana. Anushasana, that's strict words. So instructions how to behave. So you behave like this, you behave like that. So that's anushasana. And he himself was, of course, a pure devotee, as mentioned here. So he was as ideal as Lord Ramachandra, practically, in his behavior. So till today, Lord Ramachandra is the ideal of a ruler, and everybody thinks, yes, Ramarajya, we want Ramarajya, we want Lord Ram as a as a ruler. So, what to do for us? So, what if we don't have sufficient good qualities? Then we can remember the same Vibhishan here and Lord Ramachandra, because it's very famous. Vibhishan was a brother of Ravana. And Ravana was actually a very terrible Rakshasa. He was very terrible. Who are the Rakshasas? The Rakshasas are, we would maybe call them the cannibals. They could eat people. And they had no civilized rules of interaction. But Ravana was worse, even, because he was extremely learned. He was so expert in chanting Vedas that Agni personally wanted to come. So when there was Yajna, Ravana chanted so beautifully that Agni personally came with his wife. And what did Ravana do? He tried to steal his wife during the Yajna. Very funny, very funny. And he stole the wife of his nephew, Ramba, a beautiful, very beautiful lady. So that's how he got the curse, that he, if he ever tries to rape or force himself upon any lady, he will die. Then he decided, well, that's not a big curse. Women are lining up to be with me. I don't need to force myself. They are happy to be with me, right? Of course, there was a problem still when he kidnapped Sita. He even kidnapped Sita in a very nasty way. So this is Ravana, and he had some brothers. He had two brothers. One is Vibhishan, and the other is... That's his son. Indrajit is his son, yes. And his other brother was Kumbhakarna, yes, Kumbhakarna, who was half a year sleeping, half a year eating. It's a very interesting program for life, because when they were doing the austerities, and when Brahma came, Sarasvati entered his tight, caught his tongue. So he intended to ask for nityatvam, eternity. But Sarasvati tripped his tongue, and he didn't say nityatvam, he said nidratvam. One letter changed. Nidratvam means sleep. And as soon as he said, Brahma said, tadastu, let it be so. And then he said, oh, wait, what? No, it's unfair. We did austerity for so long, and now I'm going to sleep the whole life? So then, okay, then half a year. Okay, half a year you sleep, half a year you eat. So Kumbhakarna. But Vibhishan, he was a strange brother. When Brahma asked for which blessing you want. He said, okay, make me a devotee, pure devotion. And everybody looked at him. What? What did you say? What did he say? Did he say pure devotion? To Vishnu? That's crazy. Hey, hey, don't, you think, what are you saying? I don't know, pure devotion. That's what he asked from Brahma. And when Ravana told Sita, Vibhishan told him, return immediately. And Ravana said, if you were not my brother, I would kill you on spot. Anybody who would dare say, you know, because rulers are oftentimes like this, they're angry if somebody says something different. And but only because you're my brother, I'm letting you live. So finally, you see, when the big war between Ramachandra and Ravana begins, and at every step, Ramachandra gives a chance to Ravana. You can just return Sita and keep your golden kingdom. But at no point Ravana becomes, you know, comes to his senses. At no point Ravana acts rationally. So then Vibhishan, before the war, he comes to Lord Ramachandra to help him. And he was helping Lord Ramachandra. He was doing some counterintelligence and intelligence for Lord Ramachandra. And in other ways, he was. And then he became the ruler. So he's ruling, and there is Chaitanya Mangala, I think, describing how once a year he still is coming from the ocean to worship Jagannath, to take darshan of Jagannath, Vibhishan. So then, when Vibhishan came, and he said, I'm yours. Then everybody, including Hanuman, they said, how can you trust him? He's a Rakshasa. He's the brother of Ravana. Yeah? And just before the war, he's coming. You cannot trust him. Please, don't be careful. And Lord Ramachandra says a very famous verse, which we have in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's Madhya 22:34. Sakrit eva prapanno yastava smiti chayachate abhayam sarvadatas mai dadam yetad vratam mama. He said that if somebody approaches me one time, sakrit, just once, and says, I am yours, tavasmi, I am yours, I am taking a vow, vratam mama. And Lord Ramachandra, you know how strict is he with his word. You know how he is. When Lord Ramachandra says, I promise, you can be sure. No doubt. No doubt left. So he says, I take a vow that forever, sarvada, I will provide this person abhayam, fearlessness, protection, and shelter. Abhayam. Hare Krishna. So even if some of us do not feel very qualified sometimes, if you feel that you have maybe a defect, or maybe two, I don't know, or 10, you can remember Vibhishan, who was a Rakshasa, from a Rakshasa family, and a brother of one of the worst Rakshasas, and who was immediately accepted by Lord Ramachandra and given a guarantee. And he said that if you one time surrender and say, I'm yours, oh Lord, I'm yours, then I promise that forever, forever, I will protect you. I will protect you till the end of time. And protect, of course, the biggest protection we need is from the enemies. And many of us have six enemies. And what are the six enemies? Shadripu. Shadripu, they mentioned in the 10th canto. Kama, yes, lost. Anger, krodha. Loba, greed. And moha, illusion. Mada, pride. And matsarya, envy. So these six are big enemies, which are hidden in the worst spot inside. They are hidden inside. So they are very dangerous. So let's take shelter of the Lord, because the Lord is very kind. He's very kind. And he says, if somebody surrenders, I will always protect. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki jai. Maharaj Gaya ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nidai Gaur Pramanande. Hare. So, questions, points, comments?
Mm-hmm. How is it here in Ramachandra Leela?
Yes. So, Lakshman is Nityananda or Balaram. So, that's his first expansion. So, Ram Lakshman are two Vishnu Tattvas. And Bharat and Shatrughna, there are some differences of opinion. Some say that they are. So like Vasudev and Sankarshan, this is Ramachandra and Lakshman, and then that they are Pradyumna and Aniruddha. But some scholars say no, they are Krishna's conch and chakra, I think, right? So they say Shatrughna will be chakra and Bharata will be the conch, yes? So in our Acharya's writings, it seems the consensus is that this is the Chaturvyuha, the four incarnations of Krishna, four expansions of Vishnu Tattva who are coming. And there are many there. So there is of course, Sita Devi, and then the wife of Lakshman. We don't often hear that he also had a wife, because he's always just serving Lord Ram. Yes, but he was certainly married. You know his wife's name? Anybody knows his?
Urmila.
Yes, that's his. Urmila, wife of Lakshmana. So there are Shaktis, and the whole Ayodhya. So this was the special feature of Lord Ramachandra's departure, that he just took everybody and very gloriously they all went to the spiritual world. Very clearly. That's why Kali Yuga came to Krishna and he said, Krishna, what am I going to do? Where will I have my Yuga? He said, look, all the demons you have killed, all the devotees are in love, and those who were in the middle, they are becoming devotees who were neutral. So if you also live in such a clear, godly, divine way, where will I have the Kali Yuga? So then Krishna said, don't worry. I will live in such a way that those who want to doubt, they will be able to doubt. So then he arranged this big fight, and he got shot in the heel, and he just left. So that people who want to doubt, they can doubt. But Ramachandra, he went away in a very jubilant, in a very glorious way. Only he requested one person to stay, if there is any devotee remaining behind in this world or will appear in this world later, that this person will keep protecting this devotee. Even one devotee stays in this world, then on Ramachandra's request, one devotee remained to protect devotees. You know who this is? Hanuman, yes. Hanuman remained to protect. That's why you can see in India you have Hanuman temple at every crossroad, practically. Every few steps you have some Hanuman temple. Everybody wants to pray to Hanuman. Yeah, so Hanuman, you can see this is that's the example of a perfect devotee, a perfect soul who is serving the Lord. So you see, we sing Jaya Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram, Lakshman Hanuman. So then there you have all. Okay? Hare Krishna. All right. So, he takes shelter in Krishna. Today we have the red dress on the Gornitai deities, which is a sign. Sign of what? That today we have Ekadashi. We have Ekadashi, yes. I remember one devotee came to the temple in Mayapur. He looked at the deities and said, "Oh, is it Ekadashi today?" And it was, because the deities were in red, and he didn't know, but he saw the deities in the morning and he realized, "Oh, it's Ekadashi." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Darubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyah.